938, Ron Owens, Michael Powell. Mark says go to the live line. Live line, Ron Owens. KGO, good morning.
Ron, hi.
Is this who I think it is?
Yeah, you know, hi. And I want to say hi to the commissioner, who a friend of mine told me the commissioner was going to be on your show.
Hang on a second. Let me explain. This is Howard Stern, and it's the first time I've talked to Howard Stern. Go ahead.
No, the commissioner has fined me millions of dollars for things that I've said and consistently avoids me and avoids answering my questions, and I'm wondering how long he'll stay on the phone with me.
Well, go ahead and ask a question.
Well, okay. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, Howard. How are you?
Okay. Does it make you nervous to talk to me?
It does not.
All right. So
made me nervous to talk to him.
Well, I've got about a 10 zillion questions for you because you honestly are an enigma to me. The first question being, how did you get your job? It is apparent to most of us in broadcasting that your father got you your job. And you kind of sit there and you're the judge, you're the arbiter, you're the one who tells us what we can and can't say on the air. And yet, I really don't even think you're qualified to be the head of the commission. Do you deny that your father got you this job?
Oh, I would deny it exceedingly. You can look at my resume if you want, Howard. I'm not ashamed of it, and I think it justifies my existence. I was chief of staff of the antitrust division. I'm an attorney. I was a clerk on the court of the United States. I was a private attorney. I have the same credentials that virtually anyone who sits in my position does. And I think it's a little unfair that just because I happen to have a famous father and other public officials don't, that you make an assumption that that's the only basis on which I serve in my position.
Caller asked that question already. Give him another tough one.
Well, so out of all the people that sit on the commission, you were moved to the head of the class. I don't buy your explanation, but okay. You know, the thing that amazes me about you is you continually fine me, but you're afraid to go to court with me, and I'll explain myself if you give me a second. Fine after fine came, and we tried to go to court with you to find out about obscenity and what your line was and whether our show was indecent, which I don't think it is. And you do something really sneaky behind the scenes. You continue to block Viacom from buying new stations. Until we pay those fines, you are afraid to go to court. You're afraid to get a ruling time and time again. When will you allow this to go to court and stop practicing your form of racketeering that you do by making stations pay up or you hold back their license renewal?
First of all, that's flatly false.
It's true.
I'm afraid it is. I mean, there is no reason why Viacom or any other company who feels that they have been wrongly fined can't sue us in court. We have no basis whatsoever to prevent them from going to court.
I lived through your fines, Michael, and Mel Karmazin came to me one day and said, listen, Howard, we're going to have to pay up some sort of cockamamie bunch of fines that we don't believe are wrong because we can't get our paperwork done. We're finding it increasingly difficult to buy radio stations. I know you're not telling the truth, and I question why you are selected to be the one who is the FCC commissioner.
Let me throw something in.
You know, I'm going to Sirius Satellite Radio. And
that's what I was just going to ask. Now, hang on, Howard. That's the question I was going to ask. So now he's going to go to satellite. One of the things that I read is that there are people who are saying that cable TV, satellite radio, that ought to fall under the aegis of the FCC, that content there.
Nobody's saying that.
And I mean, if that happens, I mean, if I'm paying money to see something.
It's not going to happen. Michael knows that. This is this guise of the public airwaves. Michael's a Republican. He knows that the marketplace.
Wait a minute. Didn't you get appointed? Weren't you appointed by Clinton?
Yes. And by the way, I mean, I think.
Yeah, No. He was appointed the head of the FCC by George W. Bush.
Right. And, you know, Howard, the only thing I would ask if we're going to be fair is that the commitment to the indecency provisions is not Republican or Democrat. I have Democratic colleagues on my commission that argue for license revocation. Well, if you want me to answer, let me answer. You know, the Congress just debated indecency fines in the United States Congress. It passed the Senate 99-1. They're not 99 Republicans and one Democrat. It was bipartisan. I mean, I think you have a right to be concerned about the way the indecency fines are done. But rather than attack me personally, you can challenge the regime. But the entire commission has voted on those fines. The commission has a statute that it's required to enforce. And I think it's a cheap shot to say, just because my father's famous, I don't belong in my position, even though I've served longer than any commission in decades at the commission. If you don't believe the commission should have any right to draw limits, I think that's a respectable position, but it doesn't happen to be the law.
Well, Michael, it's not a cheap shot to say to you that your father got you your position, and I'll tell you why. The guys like me who came from nowhere, out of nothing, who worked their way up and committed themselves to broadcasting and a career in broadcasting, have to answer to you. And it is in question as to how you got to where you got to. And let's face it, you got to the head of the FCC, you got to the front of the class, the way George W. Bush got out of the draft. And it's completely fair for me to question, because you're the guy sitting there telling me I'm guilty of saying something and Oprah Winfrey isn't. And I wish you'd address that. You know,
we talked about Oprah, Howard. I brought it up.
But, you know, there's one point I would make, you know, one point I would make, Howard, if I could.
But make the statement that you made originally, which was Oprah is a beloved figure, and Howard Stern is not.
No, I don't know when I made that. I mean, I think Ron might have made that statement. I have never made such a statement. Indeed, my argument was we are going to enforce the things fairly, regardless of the notoriety, the personality involved. I mean, the only thing that I would say, and I respect your opinion, it's just that you personalize it as if you're answering to me. You're answering to the commission if you're answering to anybody. All of these fines are voted by five members, Republicans and Democrats alike. They have been unanimous. The only dissents in these cases have been from the Democrats, who argued for even stricter fines and enforcement. So I don't mind having an honest debate about the role of the commission and indecency. I think as a public institution, we're responsible to do that. But I don't think I have been personally the one that you're answering to.
Of course you are. Listen, Michael, if I was a friend of George W. Bush, you know he'll give you the word and you'll back off from me. We can't.
Well, give him a chance to say no if that's the case.
I think that's just ridiculous. I mean,
why
it's easy to.
Oprah Winfrey then.
That case is still at the commission. That case is still at the commission. I mean, if we don't, then you can ask that question. But until we resolve it, I don't think it's fair to ask that question. And to be perfectly honest, you know, I've been chairman for almost 4 years. I think we've had fines against your station twice. And I don't think that, you know, we have made any particular crusade of the Howard Stern Show or you.
Yeah, okay, Michael. That's why I've received the largest fines in history, and I've said the exact identical thing that Oprah Winfrey said, and you said she's beloved and I'm not.
We have not. You could hold yourself to at least the same standard
right,
you insist
I'm
upon
let these
on
two
us.
Guys fight it out.
You know, I never
time.
Have said what you suggested.
Howard, I got some bills to pay. I'm thrilled you called.
Ron, wait a second.
Yeah.
Let me say one last thing.
Yeah.
I invite Michael onto my show, which he won't come on. Number two, I've been respectful. I hope there's no retribution as a result of my phone call, which I believe Michael's capable of. I've been the victim of it. You can call me crazy. You can call me nuts. Michael knows what I'm talking about. I've been slammed. I've been not allowed to go to court over this thing and prove my innocence in this. I don't think a court would have found me indecent at all. I'm not here to set up the commissioner. I called him because a friend of mine told me 2 hours ago that Michael Powell was going to be there. And there's about 10 zillion questions I'd like to ask, and maybe you'll ask this after I get off the phone. Janet Jackson, do you really think...
We talked about it. Next question.
What do you mean, next question?
Because I asked him about Janet Jackson, pointing out the absurdity that if you're going to get upset about anything, it's the ripping off of the bra. What's the big deal with the nipple?
But not only that, why would you blame Viacom for Janet Jackson going up there ripping off her shirt during a live event and then not fine people for using the S word and the F word during live events? What's the difference? Will you really think Les Moonves sat in a room and conspired with Janet Jackson?
Could I answer part of that?
Yeah, answer it, and Howard, honestly, I got
to
go.
But you have to go, Ron?
Because they're paying for this thing. I've already cut out one commercial cluster. I've already paid one commercial cluster.
More important than this, Ron.
All right, go ahead. Ask. Let him answer the question.
Well,
then.
Just two quick things. I mean, I don't think we've been inconsistent. He says we didn't do we do Janet Jackson, but we let people say the F word. I mean, one of the most controversial fines this year is for Bono's use of the F word on the station. So I think we have been consistent across that line. But the other thing is. What the order found in Viacom. Viacom is a big media conglomerate, and it includes MTV that developed and produced the programming. And it was our conclusion after investigating that it was not just a sort of passive.
Do you know what gets me on that one, though? You take Channel 5 down the street, and we're ABC, they're CBS. Now, they wind up getting I think it was 27-5.
Not in the Janet Jackson. See, that's a perfect example. In the Janet Jackson case, we did not fine the affiliates. We only fined the stations that are owned and operated by Viacom.
Yeah, but I think they are. I think Channel 5 is a CBS O&O, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
Now, they had nothing to do with that.
No, it's not about the O&O. It's about the parent company.
So it's the only way to get at the parent company.
Basically, that's how we calculate the fines by the parent company, but the parent company is responsible.
Michael, I know I'm going to get cut off, so listen, absolutely, I don't take this personally. I don't think that you personally hate me. I think what you've been doing is dangerous to free speech. I don't think just against me. I think things have gotten way out of control. I am not personally vindictive. I'm happy to be going to satellite radio and Sirius. I welcome the move. I think it's a sad day, though, when people are, you know, when the marketplace no longer determines what is indecent. I think there's a tremendous hypocrisy that you allow late at night on the radio with teenagers calling in on love lines, talking about blatant sexual acts. There's a complete double standard here when it comes to me in morning radio, when it's probably the only time of day that parents listen with their children, 6 to 10 in the morning. I think there's a lot of inconsistencies, and I'm going to ask you, while you're still in office, and who knows, Bush will probably win, so you'll be there for a while.
All right. On that note, Howard, do let me go.
You know what, Ron? Take a good look at this with the commissioner. Ask him about the $1 billion in computer equipment, and he knows what they're talking about. And good luck to Michael Powell, and good luck to all of you.
All right.
Thank you, Howard. Good
appreciate
to talk to you.
Appreciate the call. What do you say?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think Howard has an argument, but his argument is that there should be no limits on what he's able to do on the radio. If there are going to be limits, someone's going to have to define them, and someone's going to have to enforce them.
He's kind of the poster child, though. I mean, truth is, you go to any major market, and there's going to be some morning zoo that's even worse.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that while Howard sort of, because of the notoriety that he engenders as one of the most preeminent shock jocks in the business, and the fines that he's had in the past sort of becomes the face of this. But some of the most significant fines and the most egregious stuff has not been on Howard's show or been against him.